Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Kiswahili, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, the sixth day of the week, as the weekend begins. Welcome to Blacks, BLAX, Black, BLACK, radio, where I expound upon the men and women who changed the three, the blacks, black men and women who changed the three W's, the whole wide world. Today, we're going to celebrate a semi-contradiction. Today, I'm going to celebrate a lynch. Wow. Not a lynching. A lynch. John Roy Lynch, the first black man in Mississippi history. The Republican black man. Let me rephrase that and remind everybody that he was and is a Republican black man. He was born to Patrick Lynch, an Irish immigrant, and Catherine White, a slave. Yeah, his father died soon after his birth. His mother, him and his mother was traded to Mississippi. He became free when he fled the plantation to work for the 49th Illinois Volunteer Regiment. During Reconstruction, Lynch joined the Republican Party. After working as an assistant for the Republican Party convention, he became the Justice of the Peace in Natchez County, Mississippi. At the age of 22, he was elected to the Mississippi House of Representatives. 3 years later, he was named Speaker of the House. He was elected in 1872 to the House of Representatives. He was a supporter of the Civil Rights Measure that eventually became the Civil Rights Act of 1875. He voiced concerns for racist white Democrats' attacks on black Republicans in Mississippi, a prelude to the bloody Mississippi gubernatorial campaign of 1875, where hundreds of black and white Republicans were killed. Despite those violent tactics which reduced the Republican Party vote in the state, Lynch managed to be reelected to Congress in 74 and 76. Wow. Keep telling you about these Democrats. Let me see. 1875. Racist white Democrats attacked black Republicans in Mississippi. And 1875, where hundreds of black and white Republicans were killed. 1875, hundreds of black and white Republicans was killed. The Democrats. Keep this in mind now. Y'all ain't hear me though. John Roy Lynch. In 1875, being a Republican, the Democrats murdered hundreds of blacks and white Republicans in 1875, the Democrats. Keep on believing in the Democrats. I don't believe in that anymore. 1898, William McKinley appointed Lynch a major in the U.S. Army. Lynch served in Cuba for 3 years and later in Philippines, Hawaii, and San Francisco. Hmm. He practiced law. He didn't like the way they was doing blacks in Reconstruction. Being generated by white scholars, he became an author and historian and set the record straight. Lynch wrote The Facts of Reconstruction in 1913. He followed his book with articles. In 1922, he began writing Reminiscences of an Active Life, the autobiography of John R. Lynch. While editing his autobiography, The Last Reverend of the died in Chicago at the age of 92. His book was published in 1970. Wow. He died in 1939, but his book didn't get published in 1970. Wow. The last surviving black congressman of the Reconstruction era. One more time. A black man, John Roy Lynch, 1847 to 1939, was a black Republican. I keep saying it again and again and again. A black Republican who stood up for the black men and women of America, and who was a witness to how the Democrats had no problem murdering white people if they consider themselves to be Republicans. We already know they end up on a murdering blacks, but white people was just as included. If you called yourself a Republican, then they didn't have no problem killing you too. Wow. I keep telling y'all, through the nostrils, into the brain, through the nostrils, into the brain. That's what Walter Gore brought to life first in man, Adam. Was his brain. Knowledge. That's what he brought to life first. Knowledge, his brain. Then everything else came. But first and foremost, through the nostrils, his brain, central control. One more time. John Roy Lynch. The only Lynch that I can say that I have pride in the term Lynch, because he pertained to a black man who was given this name by Golden Gold, because Golden Gold allowed his father to be white and for him to represent Lynch, but not really truly represent Lynch, because his whole life was about correcting the atrocities done to blacks. Black men and women in America. One more time. Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected. America is my house. I am a black American man. One more time. I'm not with that United States, because they only united to go against me. A black man. I am with America because that's what my forefathers and foremothers fought, bled, and died for, so that I could be in the position that I'm in today as I speak upon the powers that my foreparents had and still have through me, because that's why I'm here on Black Radio to expound upon a black Republican who did the 3 W's. He changed the whole wide world. One more time. John Roy Lynch, the only Lynch that I have pride, honor, and respect in and of that word, because it becomes a black man. As always, a song designer. Thank you very much. Moji Kupanda, one love. Baraka, blessing. Amani Kutoka, you. Peace from above. Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected. Enjoy the weekend.